In the spirit of camaraderie and accomplishing personal goals, many of the Flower City Half Marathon runners say as their feet were pounding the pavement of Rochester streets, Boston was on their minds.
I want to come out, support the Boston folks, and show my family that that I can do something. And this is my very first half marathon, so it was exciting for everyone.
When they played the national anthem, you get choked up now when you hear that.
It was also nice to see everyone else that was running around with Support Boston shirts on. It's really cool.
It's like, we got to show them we're going to keep running. We're all united. You know, it's about our freedom. It's about running.
It's sad that such a great event had to be marred by the tragedy. And you feel bad for the runners and, of course, the victims. But we bounced back.
Security measures were heightened during the event to ease any fears. Police officers were on post throughout the course at street intersections and road closures. Organizers say a record number of runners registered for the Flower City Challenge. The race was dedicated to the victims of the Boston Marathon bombings. Carla Clare, WXXI News.